You are listening to BensTorah.com.
This is the Chakir. When I damage you, so we always think you mechuyev money. You know, how much is the damage? You assess. Remember, the piece is, mazik is shaman. You don't have to pay. You only pay the difference between the pieces. The pieces go to the
original owner.
Yeah. And you...
He has to pay the difference. Even though that seems very unfair.
You must have known the Lamda Shashir tonight. Baruch must have known with Clary and Bikish Khan. Machna Frayim.
Tickle me, I know.
Yeah. I'm giving you a sheet. Oh, you brought the Machna Frayim. Oh, yeah, I mentioned the Machna. You brought it.
Of course.
First one. This came on. Okay, so he knows there's good stuff in the Machna Frayim. So this is the Chakira. It's Nogei Gemara Bab Metzia. It's Nogei Gemara Zababa Kama. It's Nogei Machlok Sram and Raivan. It's a very nice shtickle. And the funny thing is, it's not so famous in yeshivas. Not everybody in Lakewood knows this. This is, you know...
That's it.
You got to be from the five towns to know this. Yes, this is not so famous. I don't know why not. Probably because it's, you know, I don't know why not. It's such an important chakira. When you mazik a guy, is the pshat, you own the money. That's how we learned in the cheder. You mazik a guy, you own the money. How do you assess the money? He says, no, maybe not. Maybe in your massacre, you really have to replace the barrel. I broke your barrel, drank the barrel. If I don't replace the barrel, I give you money. It's the money is only a form of replacing what your massacre. Look what he says. So he declares the machna from this chakir. Misha, it's ilchas niskimam and aleph. You see niskimam, you find niskimam, the first one in niskimam. I have one ilchas ariv and one ilchas mamam. One is a kasha yest and the dafa yoimi. I found it in the machna frayim. And this is niskimam. Why, it's not so easy to find in the Machna Frayim. Ah, Rabbeinu Chayim. How are you? Nice color. Welcome to winter, back to winter.
Yeah, back to winter.
Yeah, you're on a sheet? Oh, you're on the
Machna. I thought it's clear. That's why.
You seen this?
Yeah, we don't need a Gemara. I think we need a Gemara. We stick to the Machna Frayim. So, Hilchas Niskeimam. Misha, first one in Niskeimam. Misha Hizik Shum Chavitz Mechadeim. You damage your friend's object. And when I damaged it, it was worth five. Vach Meshas Piron Huza. The shail is, I damaged your barrel or your whatever it is. It was worth five when I damaged it. Now it went down in value. El Abra. Kamachayv L'shlumin. How much do you have to pay? You have to pay what it was originally worth when you damaged it, or do you pay how much it's worth when you pay?
Isn't this a Shas Hezek, Shas Amar Bedin issue? You can't depend on when it comes to bed.
Funny things, I think we need is Machna Frayim. I'm a little, I didn't make enough sheets, I say him. We're doing Machna Frayim tonight. I'm going to give a respite to Shar Mishpat.
Isn't this Talui in the Shas Hezek Shas Amor Abedin Machloikis?
It's not a Machloikis. This is the Chakir the Machna Frayim. You'll see what it says in the Talmud. This is the Shayla. The Ibra, Linyan Gzela, oh, this we're familiar with the Gzela. If you gazel, Linyan Gzela, Kaimalon, the Chayv L'Shaim Chamisha, Roshav B'Shas HaGzela. That Kolagazon M'Sham Shas HaGzela. That's classic. That we learned to Baba Kama. When it comes to Gzela, Misham Kshasa Gzela. And you can't say, well, now it's worth less. There's a din Achila Ken Ken Shaganav by Gzela. We learned Babakama in two places at least. The Yecholitz Mafila Hachzikli Acher, Kamo Shagoza.
But he can return the exact item.
No.
Not the exact. That item, that precise item, the
Ashes Gzela. Oh, if it's banned. Yeah, if it's banned. Yeah, if it's banned. If it's banned. But if it's not banned, if you have to pay, if it's not banned, shegozel k'muchber kol shah. It's a puzzle. So he says, what about mazik? What about mazik? Maybe only by gzeil it's that way. Later at the end of the shtickel, he brings a machlokes Rashi and Tosis in Pshat and Baba Kama. Gazan is also a mazik. There's a pasuk, Kain Shagazal. They have to pay. If it's not Be'en, you have to give the amount it was worth when you gazled it. Although B'shar Mazik, but other Mazik's, Efshidik Shavzik, Kli Achik, Gemar Shizik. Even though it's worth less now. V'avgav Bashdin Shavak L'Kach Me'ikara. And he says, well, don't think it's the same din. V'ashkan din sh'tani dino sh'mazik migazlan. Dura sh'lai kwa gufak, dis b'yushalmi. Shivitaz v'ekamad, v'ekamad, af yur aleph. Dura sh'mai kwa d'chein sh'gazl, sh'en sh'amim l'gazlan. By gazlan, it's ain sh'amim. In other words, by gazlan, you get the pieces. You got to replace the whole thing. By mazik, there's a chiluk in gazlan and mazik regarding the pieces. So he's saying, maybe there's a chiluk for this also. Dura sh'mai kwa d'chein sh'gazl, ma'ain sh'amim l'gazlan. By gazlan, not shum. If it breaks, you have to pay the entire amount. So we learned this Gemara in Bab Metzia. The reason why this shiur is okay in Bab Metzia is we had a Gemara in Bab Metzia about this. Close. Shekosef, asabol, sheshavachavis. No, totally different. No. I think you mentioned that in the Chia then. See, Tavra Vishasya. So they have machlaikis. See, if something, that's when it was worth one, it went up to four. So when it was worth one, you got it. When you went up to four and you broke it, so then you have to pay four. So that's machlaikis. So it's in the Sivis, famous Tavra Vishasya. Is it Alts Mazik or is it Alts Gzela, Nuchi of Gzela? But this is a reverse case. This is a reverse case of when it's worth four and that went down. Do I have to? So, and this is Mazik. Now we're talking about Mazik. So when it went down, how much do I have to pay? But there's a big machlok for Shoinim. He's going to bring it. So we'll chaser the Gemara Bab Metzia. We'll do the shortcut looking in the Machne Ephraim, the Rambam. Hasabal of Karia, Sheshavar Chavishal Yayim, Bipshia, Lechen Vani, Nishayim Lashayim. Chayif, the sabal has to pay, he damaged the barrel. Ve'yushavib yomashuk arba. On the day of the marketplace, it's worth four. That's when it's worth most money, when the markets are open. Uveshar yomim, the rest of the year, gimel. So the Gemara says, emechzirub yomashuk, if you returned it, on yomashuk, this is the Gemara Bab Metzia, chayivim lahachzir chavishal yayin, no yishal mudalit. You have to either give him the barrel or pay four. As the day you return it is the market day. Fascinating chiluk. But for the rest of the year, when it's only worth three, so machzirim shlosha. You only have to give three. So
it was on the day of the market, right?
See, it doesn't say. It doesn't say. So we spoke about that in the Gemara. We spoke about that in the Gemara. When was it damaged? So the rush. It was a rush. The rush said, The rush says, it's speaking that it should make a big difference, but the Gemara only mentions, depends when he pays. The rush says he damages it on the market day. The rush says that. Because of Rav Amar, that time, Shem Lemlem Shem Chavishol Yayim, Shehem Yeshlem Shem Shem Shem, Fikach, Chav Lahasir, Chavishol Yayim, Shem Adal, Yechzilu B'shayim, I'm sorry, I'm tapping to say, Achzim Shlosha, because of Rav Amar, if you're paying dummim, if you're paying money, so if it's only worth three today, so I only have to pay three. So you see from this Rambam and this Magid Mishnah that I only really have to replace your barrel. Even though when I damaged it, it was worth four, let's assume like the rush, you damaged it was worth four. Either it was the day of the market, like somebody should have known the day before. He's assuming the Machne Ephraim, that when he, like the rush, that when he damaged it was worth four. I can be yitzu with gimel. Because now it's only worth three, so I'm replacing your barrel. You only need three shekels to buy a barrel. I'm replacing your barrel.
You couldn't sell it before.
No, so we'll see. That we're going to talk about in a minute. The Rambam, we don't talk about that. Yochel lifter atzmi chav shayayin. I can pater myself with an equal barrel, even though it's worth a dinar less. Obid mei shlosh k'mo shishav achshav. Batam k'mo shekasav. Because mazik, you have to replace what you did. It's not a chi of mammon that you get when you damage. When I damage you, I have to replace it. So if replacing it is only for three dinars, I'll give you three. I have to either return your barrel or give you money for the barrel. But even though the barrel is worth less, now the other Rishon. Now he's going to talk about the other Rishon. Now the others, when we learned about Metziah, the other Rishonim argue with the Rambam. So as we study in the Daf, then that's Al Zgarmi. Look what he says. And they say Shekos. Well, there's two girsis there. Remember, yes? There were two girsis in the Gemara. There's two girsis. So even those that argue with the Rambam. The Rishonim that say no, it's not because of Matan Ephraim's Chakir. He's going to say, Rabbi,
he was already chayiv.
No, that's not right. That's what the that's not the pshat. So he says, even those Rishonim that when your damage is worth four, you have to give him back four. It's not three because you mazik him because he could have sold it on the Yom HaShoah.
That's a
Grama.
Okay,
that's his Gamik Grama. That goes back. It's very unclear. This guy says, listen, if I would have had it, I would have sold it on the Yom HaShoah. Umatzi Amalei. Tells him, listen, So, I remember Art School, somebody quoted from Art School on the Daf. They called it Garmi. Did they call it Garmi or Grama? It's a Chiv Garmi. You know, the Chilk of Garmi and Grama.
Which is stronger?
Garmi. Chai for Garmi, Patan Grama. I had a big din tire I sat on a month or two ago, and I'm still fighting with the Dayan if it was Grama or Garmi. We still never came to peace on that point.
It's incredible that they don't give this argument that he was already Chayiv.
The answer is the Machaneh Ephraim is trying to prove from here that there's no such din by mazik. There's no chi of mamun when you mazik, as we'll see weiter. Umatzi amalei ilu lo shavarto sa yisi marchabosa yom bedalet. But let's say I'm not selling it. This is only talking about a guy's in business. I'm in business. You broke my thing. I was going to sell it on the market day. But he says, abalabais. I'm not selling it. Stuff in your living room. You have a lamp. You're not selling it. So if you're not a businessman, so then you only have to replace the lamp. Right. Even if it goes down in value, of a bala bais.
So you're chayv on the day of your din Torah. So the guy will procrastinate. Do it on the market day.
Well, it may go up. If it goes up, if it goes up,
you have to prove that he did it on that day.
In this theory, if it goes up, does he have to give him more based on the Machaneh Ephraim? So you're risking, you wait.
No, on the day, market day, you know.
Oh, the market day, you know it's going to go down.
Do you have to prove that he did it, Bedafka?
No. The Lo Motzi Lemita Naitaina, the Balabas, Yireh, she's likely Achak, but she's in Sagi. The Pokein Yochel Litein to Mea Kli, Kushava Achak. I, the Torah argues, and he says, "Vafilu mashikos vatur." Besimin shindalid. You know, they swing dalid shin. They don't want to write shindalid. Vafilu yachal lemachub yamashuk. Even the Torah writes that vafilu yachal lemachub yamashuk. Shehayilu yain achav lo nimka. Remember the Gemara. This guy, you had other wine. You weren't going to sell it. You had other wine you didn't sell. So you see, you were busy. See, the time is, if I had it, I would have sold it in Yom HaShuk. But the Gemara says, if you had other wine and you didn't sell it, you can't claim if you had that wine, you would have sold it. If you look in the Shlosha, why? Came Shushadav Yom HaShuk. Hasam Shani, Shimdiach Lomar, I'll sell it next Yom HaShuk. I didn't sell it this Yom HaShuk. I'll sell it Lomar. I'm going to be Yom HaShuk. Acha Shushavetal. Atam HaShel Chekel Diyadu Dike Yom HaShuk of Nimabah. That's only things that there is a market price, Yom HaShuk. But stam a thing goes down in value. Stam thing goes down in value. So that's a shita. Avlecha deleka yom deshuka shimka b'yosa. Avatur moedet nifta b'shlosha. V'tam ha'kamoshek shesafti. The lum this is, shemal of the shalim, el chavis kamosh ezek. I have to replace your barrel. My chiv is not mama. See, we always thought in the cheder, your damage, you have a chiv mama. No, no. Your chiv is to replace the barrel. Instead of replacing the barrel, you could give him money. But the etzem chiv is to place the barrel.
But so the real question is when the chiv arrives.
Now, I don't know if it goes up. What would he say in the Machaneh Ephraim? He doesn't talk about it in this whole shtickle. What happens if it went up? Would he have to give him now five? If to replace the barrel costs more. If it costs.
That's saying yes. He has to replace it.
So if it went up, it's like insurance. You, a lot of times you get insurance, and you know the fees. You got insurance 20 years ago. The value. So some insurances, they. So if it went up, unless you argue, mazik will always make on the mazik. You know, agav sada will make on the mazik. That he doesn't lechayra pashis from him should be the same din as going up or going down. Now this is fascinating. This Rabbi is a famous Machlokes Rabbi Meraived. Hopefully everybody in Lakewood knows. Tzvi. But look at this. Look at this. Look at this machlokes Rambam and Raita. This will make everything clear. Next paragraph. Al pi advar me'ilu nirat on the bottom of the second page on the bottom. The mishu achi lo chilak haRambam bigos toyin gabi mashkotzu sham. It's machlokes Rambam and Raita. It's very famous, but I didn't realize the Machavraim learns this way. V'chein achofe besada chavei rabosh shichnu maros. I damaged your property. I dug their pits, all types of holes in the field. V'efsidu, I damaged. V'tanush chafishtayim. And the guy says, you dug two pits in my ground. V'omer lo chavati le'echod, da'reze nishba eses. It's no shvo daraisa, because you're claiming land. The Rambam says, if you say you ruined my land, I say you dug two pits, I say one pit, it's a tain of karka. He's a lover of Rivas. You're claiming money. You're not claiming land, you mazek. The Rivas, it's like we all thought when we went to Cheda. He's a lover of Rivas. Says, my property was worth X amount of dollars. You dug it up, it's worth X amount of dollars. So, can you see the guy fill up the ditch? You're mazik me. The rabbi says, seems to say, see, the chilek haramim, maybe it's totally what the guy's suing him for. If you dig up my property, can I sue you? It's a pushing shot. You learn Baba Kama. He says, no. Damage. Pay the damages. The rabbi says, he's a rabbi. It seems that he has a choice. Am I moneying you? Am I suing you to fill up the pits? Or am I suing you to pay the damages? And the Rambam doesn't make such a chiluk. The cave in Zechir l'sham lo dam. So he says that's the Rambam shita. The Rambam shita's mazik is not a chi of mamay. So you're never suing mamay. The nizik could pay with money, but his claim is to fix the damage. The eno chayvel malos achvir skvosh ezik. Your etzim chiyev. The chiyev you really have is to fix my land. You mazik my land, you have to fix it. If you want to give me money, the mazik has an option to pay out with money. El Shimrod Sabasham de Mema Shehifsid, Nim Sadikat Fiyukarka. See, when we looked, but I remember, I knew about this Machlis Ram Ravid, but I didn't know Machlis Ephraim's take on it. We always to learn the Ramam holds to make karkas like karka. That's how we used to say in Baruch Nishimas. That's how I recall it. Because we didn't notice Machlis Ephraim. My Rebbe didn't teach it to me. But, so we used to say, the Rambam holds, when you're suing money for karka, it's like suing karka. But it's not mistaba, you know. Who cares what the chiyuv came from? That's the machmeh time, the raiva tainus. If you're suing money, so we used to say, the Rambam holds, to make karka, reka karka. That's how I remember the Rosh Yeshivas, the machmeh Ephraim. 350 years ago, the machmeh Ephraim is an ancient achron, the Shach quotes him. He's one of the earliest achron, Masfardi, the Goyim Masfardim. Respect. He's another Rambam. So the Ravid holds like the Velt. So that's a machlokes Rambam and Ravid. The Ravid holds you mechuyev of money. So if I'm suing you money, so it's 9 minutes. It's shur daraisa. Chinim is a near that Ravid. Clearly, you shazik neschad demei azekel hilkach im huzal akach. So according to the Ravid, you're paying money im huzal akach mesham kshas azekel. It's a yod lechalik. So he's saying einachinam. It's machlokes Rambam and Raivad if the nizak is suing for money or to fix what he damaged. Of amudi benida nidan. Matzasi.
You see that it's the question is when the chiyuv arises. He's arguing because the money's also less if it's huzal.
You are listening to
the question is when did the claim arise?
Well, he's not saying when the claim aroused, but what is the claim?
But they're both totally the question, and it's not totally
the question, Tzvi, the way I would say it, what it looks like to me, is the question is not when, but what is the chiyuv? What is the chiyuv of a masik? You're saying it's an issue of when. What we're reading here is an issue is not when, but what.
But even in the what, it could be enough. The what could be also later. How much money?
You damaged me. You chayv when you damage me. You're not chayv later. It's chiv, mom. It's not knas.
Like we talk when you come to business.
No, that's knas. When you're mazik, you chayv. What are you chayv? When you're not, see, we don't like that. See, that's knas. Uh-huh. See, not chayv on bezdin.
That's what I was arguing the whole time. That's knas. That's not moment.
So why are you arguing? So join in tzvi. So don't argue. So let's agree that of course you chayv right away. The issue is, what are you chayv? What is the chiyuv of mazik? We always learn, the simple way to learn it, like most people I would say learn until they learn this, is that yechiv mamon. It's a chiyuv mamon. And if it's a chiyuv mamon, so if it was worth four when you damage it, you pay four. That's yechiv mamon. But he's telling us, no, there's another pshat. The Rambam holds, it's not a chiyuv mamon. That's how he answers this Rambam by Tamei Karka. If you dig ditches in my ground, I'm suing your land. What do you mean I'm suing your land? I'm suing your money. You amazik me. Terence says, no. The chiyuv of amazik is to fix what he broke. It's to rectify what he broke. So you know what I mean? See, it's not the issue of what, it's when. Okay. And then he says, Matsasi, he found. Matsasi bichidushi, mechtav yavam, chunam, Rabbi Yoina, zel, Rabbeinu Yoina. She didn't stop it, was it? He found Rabbeinu Yoina, Rishon. This subject of the Machne Ephraim, a few hundred years before. Rabbeinu Yoina, idino shamazik gazlan, din yiruk of izel. He found a Rabbeinu Yoina, who clears his shayla. V'ochainu tam, sham shas chazara. And this is the reason you pay a kashas chazara. You only pay three. This is a mina kavua beir. Shemeshuk shav chamisha. Shem b'shayyam inam sham alaba. Shalikach mosi yom chavis barba. Mor b'yamashuk kamashu shav shas shvira ad kandrud vod. So you know what he's saying? Interesting. Saying you're only going to pay me four. Ah, you broke my barrel worth five. Yeah, buy a barrel and yamashuk it'll be worth five. So Rabbeinu Yoina is saying a simple thing. Why he said, really, you have to pay five. You broke my barrels worth five. You have to pay five.
You tell me what this.
But I say, listen. Here's four zuz. Buy a barrel. Save it for the mashuk. So I'm giving you five. That's how Rabbeinu Yoina fences that gemara. But that's only things that fluctuate. But stam, if you're mazik, Rabbeinu Yoina wants to say you have to pay. You have to pay kamosha hizik. It's only but here the Rambam is Rabbeinu Yoina is giving a new pshat in the Rambam. That the reason you only pay four, because you can turn the four back into five. Yeah, I broke your barrel, the Yom HaShuk. So I'll give you four zuz. That was worth five. Here's four zuz, buy a barrel and save Yom HaShuk, you'll have five. So I'm giving you five. At the end, we don't have to see it inside. I want to go to another Machna Ephraim, Rabbi say. What he says in the next two paragraphs is like this. The Gemara Baba Kama says, Karen Ken Shagaza. Karen, the Gemara Baba Kama says, it's machlokes Rush and Rashi, it seems. The Gemara Baba Kama, Karen Kensha is a gozel. So there's a pasuk that if you gozled, it's worth four. Went down to 1 hour case, he quoted earlier. By gozlan, it is worth four. Went down to one. By gozlan, we have a pasuk, Karen Kensha gozel. So the Rush says, it's machlokes Rush and Rashi. Why? Because the Rush says in Baba Kama, Milsapshite, it's not Chiddush, it's obvious. The Rosh is in Baba, there's no Baba Kama. There's no Chiddush, Karen Kane Shagos. It's not a Chiddush. It's just Pasha. You gozled it, it was worth four. You have to pay four. That's not a Chiddush. It's not a Chiddush. So Machavrem says, well, if Mazik is different, then it is a Chiddush. The Rosh says, Karen Kane Shagos is not a Chiddush. He brings other Rishonim who learn not like the Rosh. That's also a Chiddush that Karen says, is that totally in this? If you hold, Mazik is also Kain Shagazel. See, so Mazik and Gazel, of course, they're all Kain Shagazel. There's no Chiddush in Gazel. But if you hold Mazik, it's not Kain Shagazel. You can pay what it's worth when it went down. So then it's a Chiddush that Gazel is different. So he brings a Machlokes Rishonim back on the list, two paragraphs on this left piece. And I just want to see it inside.
If the Gzela is the end, then less than the poly, you return the Gzela.
Huh? Right. Then there's no right. The Heishiv's like Zayla.
Even if it went all the way down.
Right. If it's bad, it's posh. Like I said, there's the Heishiv's like Zayla. I know what you mean. It doesn't. Okay, I have another Machna Ephraim. This was a Kasha Yisna Medav. Hayesis Kasha Medav. And I found it in the Machna Ephraim a week later, just coincidentally. So look at this shtickle, Rabbi Say. What?
He found
Rabbeinu. He found Rabbeinu. I found the Machna Ephraim in Hilchos Arev. Yesterday in the daf we spoke at Arev. It's so good. This Machna Ephraim, by the way. If we have time, we have 20 minutes. I hope. See, you know, we spoke at Arev today's daf. Arev. You know, today's daf is Arev. Hemcho Yitzel Chambani. The Gemara says that the Balabas tells the worker, go collect from the Chamvani. So he says, so this is Chamvani box. He says, I'm not giving him. He says, it could be the Chamvani agreed. And the Chamvani says, I'm not giving him. So what obligates the Chamvani to pay the worker? Taisus, so Taisus Mefalpel, what's going on in this Gemara?
He was the ATM in those days.
So there was no Kenyan. Taisus is a Pilpel, they couldn't have been a Kenyan. Taisus Tainus was not Kenyan. So how does the Chenvani or the banker, Shulchani Imcho, you told your worker, oh, go to the bank, I'll give you the money. So the bank, let's say the banker then tells him, they made a deal, the banker agreed. So then the banker comes to the bank, says goodbye, I don't want to give you the money. So can he go back to his worker? Can he? My chayzer ain't a chayzer. Can he go back? Of course he can go back. But he's going to give away his money, and then so Taisus says a chiyuv the bank is midin arev. It's midin arev. You know why arev? Because this worker trusts him. Why is midin arev? The guy gave out money on your say so.
Right.
So this worker says, you know what? Okay, the banker. I'll accept from the banker. So the banker is tickled pink. He had the hanoya that the guy trusted him. So he didn't arif. As I state in Taisus, he didn't arif. It's funny because in Kedusha now, I'm in my class, I'm teaching the sugya of arif now in my shir. I have to be now teaching
when
the sugya.
When does he find this out? When he goes collecting, or originally when he hired him?
When he comes to collect, the guy comes to collect. He comes. He says, pay me up."
He says,
go to the bank. I arrange with the bank or the chenvani. He's going to pay you.
So why is the worker so happy?
No, you see, of course he spoke. He had a arrangement with the banker. You can't just
buy a bus arrangement with the bank, but the worker doesn't know about it.
Yeah, he doesn't know about it
later when he goes to collect.
Yeah, so he's happening at a different time.
You mean you have to say so you have to say it's totally enticed shatim. If you learn midin arev, you have to say that the worker said fine. The worker agreed. He said, okay, the bank will pay me. I accept it. So that's the Hanav Arif. The worker accepted.
This is the Gemara.
Well, I know before he started work, but at least it doesn't. But now it doesn't have to be before. The point is, I come to you, pay me. He says, Shmerel, the banker, he's going to pay you. So the banker says, fine. That agreement is Hanav Arif. He's risking his wages on the say so on the agreement of the banker. So that obligates the banker to be din arif. So let's look at din arif.
That hana is a Kenyan.
Maybe.
Because this we just had to say Dalai Maral. Shamachina Masna Shamachina.
That's the Maui line. That's why yes. That's Tosida. We're going to that Gemara.
Just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we're going there. That's why yes, the Kasha and the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Rabbi said, look at the Machna. Bika Shibat Ha'arev. Bika Shibat Ha'arev. A guarantor says, give him the money. He didn't make a Kenyan. What makes the Arev obligated by his saying, okay, I'll take responsibility. New sheets. All the way on top. Yeah, I just made it into one. Also, there's another side, but that would be impossible to get there, but hopefully, maybe. Bika Shibat Ha'arev. Shibashtabi L'malva. Mashm L'chayr. Vitama mishum debahaya, no, like you're saying, Baruch. That's mishdabi. Come hamile, vatzi mamen al pivu mishdabi dvarim bluchot. He trusts him. The malva says, "Okay, you'll guarantee it. I'll lend him the money." So that's hanot to the malva. I'm sorry, that's hanot to the arif. The arif feels great. Feels like $1 million. Now, you know what bothers me on this? I ask the kasha. Rashi and Kedushin, if it's worth money, it means you're going to pay for it. It's impossible to pay for this hanot. See, what does it mean it's worth money? Hana. A lot of things are worth money. It's worth money, but it's worth money means that you would, Rashi always says in Kiddushin, you would have paid someone, I extend your loan. So Rashi, you would have paid someone to convince me to extend the loan. Now, this pleasure you can't pay for. What are you going to pay? The guy trusts you. If you're going to pay him, you know, the whole pleasure is that, so...
That's like the Gemara Kedushin that you become a Shanisha, you become a Rakish.
But that's only if you're pattering from paying the money. It's only
worth
if,
money.
If I tell you a good joke and you laugh, can't be Mekadosh because you wouldn't pay money for my jokes, hopefully. If my name would be Jackie Mason, Chas v'Shalom. If I'd be somebody really funny, or Rabbi Bienenfeld, so you'd pay money to hear my jokes, then I could be Mekadosh Shanisha with those jokes.
So what exactly is, I'm just missing, What's the hano? The
guarantor? No, no.
Who's getting
back? Forget Tosis.
The chandani.
No, no. It depends where you. The Arev. The simple case is Arev. The Gemara is Arev. Babasukutha in Gimel. The Gemara says, when I tell a malva, lend me the money. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. I'll if he doesn't pay you, I'm coming. I'm a guarantor.
So it's the balabas that's getting the.
No, no. The Arev is getting hano that he gave the money out on his say so. He trusts
me. That's more than the guy. Guys, he's doing him a favor. It's the Baal Bas who's getting the favor.
There's a Malva and a Loiva. There's a Malva and says, don't say Baal Bas. In this case, there's a Malva.
The employer. The employer
said. Let's decide which case we're talking about.
Okay.
And Tosfos, I just got to get clear. The Gemara in Bava Metzia that we studied today, the Tosfos, we're talking about an employer. The Rambam, what we're learning here has nothing to do with employers. By the way, it's telling this Machne Ephraim. I didn't know that. When I studied well the Machne Ephraim, I saw that you can learn this case of the banker being an Arev, Stakatali in this shtickle. But look what he says. Let's see what he says. So he says, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Yimakadish and Isha, with this pleasure that somebody gives money, a sheik can marry. The Gemara says, Ben, see, Arev is a guarantor on a loan. The Arev says, give him the money, I'll guarantee it. And what obligates the Arev? He didn't get nothing. He got the anah that the guy lent the money on. He says, it feels like $1 million. Now, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if the lady tells me, give money to someone else, you can be Mekadesha, because she has pleasure, Medin Arev, the Rashi we learn out from the Din of Arev, that just like the Arev gives that money, if she tells him to give money to someone else and he does it, that guy can be Mekadesha, but I know she gets that she gave out the money. Not do it alone. She told the guy, a man, give money to someone else. So she's getting another. He gave out money. I told him and he gave money to someone else. You can be Mekadesha and Isha with that. He's going to bring that Gemara in a minute. Now he brings the Rambam. I told you this in the Daf. It's a famous Rambam. Everybody in Lakewood knows it and stuff. The Rambam says in Arev, you shabbat yourself with words. You don't need a kinyan. Look what the Rambam says. V'dirapek yirav milchas mechira. Shekosav, the yochol adam l'chayv atzma b'dvarim. You can obligate yourself with dvarim. Api sheshneim moidim shloyat zloklon. I never owed you anything. I can verbally mechayv myself with words. Sheikhiv atzmo, kamo sheshtabit Arev. The Rambam brings the Arev and he says words with you can obligate. He doesn't talk about hana, nothing. Just with words you can obligate yourself. So when the Gemara said about Metzia, he's going to ask my kasha.
Not relying on you.
What is that like? Hodas Baldin? Like Hodas Baldin?
The Gemara itself asks this question.
No.
Dvarim is pitting me.
So Freik the Rebbe. So when we learned the Gemara in Sadi Dalet, the last stop from the Sages of Polim, the Rebbe asked, but according to the Rambam, you can obligate yourself with Dvarim. So the Gemara is against the Rambam. The Gemara says, Bidvarim!
Right.
Bidvarim. Master Shemichayim Lios Kishoyel. So he says, how can you obligate yourself with words? So I asked you in the Daf, according to the Rambam, I said, I think there's such a Rambam that the Rambam holds you can obligate yourself with words. So what's the Gemara's kasha? And the Machlef Haim asks from that Gemara. That Gemara is diametrically opposite the Rambam. The Gemara says, Bimai Bidvarim. You can't obligate yourself with words. The Rambam says you could.
What about Stam Hodas Baldin? A person can obligate him, so I say, so, I owe you $100. Yeah, that's it. That's, you ain't heard me.
You know, there's an Achron who learns Hodas Baldin like you, Ben. See, the Pashup Shat is a Rarifal. Pashup Shat Hodas Baldin is Nemanas. I'm believed that I owe you the money, but I'm not making the obligation with words. It's just you trust me. Remember the Ksais Machlag's Ksais to my rival.
Yeah, but see, I'm saying Ben is enforceable in court.
Ben, there is one Achron, the Marival, who learns Abbas Baldin is being mechayv yourself like it's a matana, like a gift. So that's more, but first of all.
Can't sue for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you hold that it's enforceable, then it's enforceable.
But Hodas Baldin, the Ktsais learns. Ben, the Ktsais learns Hodas Baldin is nemanis. I'm believed. If I say, I owe you $100, I'm not obligating myself with those words. You will trust me. I'm like Mea Adim against myself. Hodas Baldin Kim Adim Dummy. I'm believed. So there's nothing to do with this Machne Ephraim. You want to learn Hodas Baldin like my rival, then it has to do with this Machne Ephraim. Yes? Right.
Call admission against interest in the law. Admission against interest. I admit something.
Yeah, it's something in America they believe.
It's an admission. It's not a time.
Right.
This Rambam, that says that you could believe the you describe yourself as warm. Did you say any time Orev? Does he mention Orev?
Yes.
He says Orev.
Read it. You saw it. You have it. He says Orev. He says Orev.
The Poshim Shat in Orev means, Poshim Shat in Orev means that somebody else is relying on you because you did it. You can't just say something. Rabbi can't stop me talking about I'm saying something.
You mean he's you're saying Orev.
Say if he mentions Orev, he has to be meaning
no, but
that somebody is relying on
him. No, but he says not that way. He says anyone can obligate himself with words like we find Orev. You're saying a nice chiluk, so he says it not only by Orev.
He says like Orev means.
No, no. I disagree. Look, you have the Rambam in front of you. You can read it. It's on the first paragraph. It's there. It's in front of you.
I heard the words.
Nira.
Once he references Orev.
Freit. Freit demach nefrayim. I think Gemara Baba Basra. Nira demasha amru. Gabi Orev. The Meshabi Bayanah. It's the Chaf in the Gemara. The Gemara Baba Basra says an Orev is Meshabi. This is more like you're saying, Tzvi, that it's not only that he's trust, that the guy gave out the money, my trust, I get big pleasure. The Gemara says this far. It's not made up by the Rishonim. It's a Gemara Baba Basra, Kufayim Gimel Saif Baba Basra. We're almost there, another 180 blot. We're entering Baba Basra land. I'm missing the first week in Baba Basra, but what can I do? It's a simcha. Gabi over the Meshabdi Be'anor, the Kamehemin Lay. Hainu, not even the Asmachta. He learns the Machta for him. That the Gemara asks, it's asmachta. Every other is not asmachta. You think an Orev pants to pay? My brother guaranteed my mortgage. When I took a mortgage, I bought a house. What was I worth? What am I made? The bank needed some. My brother. You think my brother had a havamina baruch Hashem? He never had to. But when you're a guarantor, I don't know if you've ever been a guarantor in a law. Maybe you're too smart to do it. But you don't expect to pay. It's asmachta. You mean, don't worry about it, I'll pay. But you don't expect to pay. So the Gemara is asmachta. And the Gemara says, Bayanoa takes away the chisar and asmachta. So that's how he learns. He says like this. Hainu l'oitzi midei asmachta. Gemara Babasa says, I arv is asmachta, and we paska asmachta, lo kanya machlak fibni rabbi yasi. T'chol arv is hava asmachta, v'asad l'om de gomen afshila shibud, salvein shven aloife. Every arv, you know, a regular arv, only if the lover doesn't pay, you have to pay. So when you become a guarantor, you're pretty sure, you know, the guy's not a shaita, you think the loiv is going to pay. So it's an asmachta. In other words, the Gemara, Avada, the Rambam is gerecht, he's saying machvayim. You don't need that svara, no. You can obligate yourself with words. The Gemara only says that a svara to take away the chisar of asmachta. And he says a diuk. It's asmashmakin. Lom shempe get poshut. Uman da om asmachta lo kanya. Ariv amaykam ishtav. The Gemara is mandam asmachta lo kanya. If you hold asmachta kanya, you have a kasha. So how's it mishtavi? See, before the Gemara is mechadish this hanoa, the Gemara says, it's shver if you hold asmachta lo kanya. You see from the Gemara itself, like the Rambam, this is a strong raya. The Gemara only is, it's asmachta. And even if you hold this tana, machlekes Rabbi Yamin, Rabbi Yamin, Mishnah Babasa, Rabbi Yudur, Rabbi Yasi. If you hold asmachta kanya, it's not shver. I it's shver anyway. What's here? How does he become obligated? Mishani bayana v'shem dey mashma tzatama lefuki midin asmachta. Oh, now he is from my Gemara. 2 weeks ago in the Daf HaYomi and Daf Tzadi Talit, I asked you this gosh. Ulfize hodam rina. Go to the next sheet. And that next sheet.
Kinyan doesn't take away from us.
It's not kinyan. According to the Rambam, the kinyan, you mishabed yourself with words. But I it's asmachta. So he said, you know what? Since you're getting hanah, normally by asmachta you don't obligate yourself.
That is the words. Even if you make it kinyan, it's called asmachta.
Right, correct.
By hanah, it's not better than a kinyan. We always say, I know it's a Kenyan, that's all it is.
Now we're saying it's, you don't like it, it should be now, better than a Kenyan. So he says, now let's see my cash. You don't have too many minutes, Rabbi Yisai. Let's see my cash in his terrets. Freit mach nefrayim. Vayri b'rech zaseicher. Kavim mas, the shemachim lios kashol b'may b'dvarim. Remember I asked this cash of the Rambam? Nobody remembers? Were you there?
I don't remember.
But
I don't remember. I don't know if I really
understood it at the time. So when I learned this Gemara, I said, "Lachor is a kasha in the Rambam." I didn't remember the Machadavai missed it. Umeshani by an article, Nafikali called the Inish Memnu. Umeshabi Navshe. Ah! The Gemara answers by Anor. But the Gemara asks, "Bamei bedvarim? How do you abuk Yosef with Barim?" The Mashma. It's clear in the Gemara almost. The Mashma dvar mechud in his chayiv. So you know what he answers? And said, "Doichuk." I'm not masking so much. Then. You know what he answers? Somebody told me, I spoke to Rosh Kail today. I told Rosh Kail this, Mach Nefraim, he said something very good. See, he learns, Mach Nefraim, that every shomer is also not smachta. When I obligate myself a shomer, do you think I think the animal's going to drop dead or that it's going to get stolen? It's not smachta. He says the Gemara in Bava Metzia means to ask a smachta. The same as the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara is saying, b'may b'dvarim, it's not smachta.
But wait, what was the answer to the kasha in this Gemara?
Bayanah.
It's Tanoim. One time it says Konam Yodo. So one time is not the combo that... The Gemara asks, I've been dvarim, and then one, the first is Amar Rabbi, I forget the Tana, one, the Tana says, Shalokhanabiyada.
Let's check the Gemara.
And then the second Tana says, even Shalokhanabiyada, Bahiyana, that's what the.
So how does Kanabiyada take off Asmach?
Kanabiyada is Kenyan.
So Gemara says, Bemai bedvarim. Let's see the Gemara.
Top line.
Yeah, what is the last plot in the seventh parak. So Baruch says, "B'may b'dvarim kshanu miyada." So let me answer. You're asking good. I have to tell you, Gemara Nedarim. This Rosh Kail, it's not even my own. I spoke to Rosh Kail about this Mach Nefraim. There's a Gemara Nedarim that a king chlipim takes off the chsaron of asmacht.
Sure.
Chsaron of asmacht.
Chlipim is a Kenyan.
Yeah, but normally asmachta is lokainis fi argued correctly before even with a king. But a king chlipim, since it's a mafreya, there's a king chlipim, there's a gemara nedarim that way. I'm ben darim chavzayim. So gemara says, kushkan miyado, if you tell me shokan miyado, I know. So he learns that the gemara's kasha, because it was not bedvarim. Bedvarim, you can obligate yourself. But this is like a Arev, just like an Arev Zasmachta, a Shomer Zasmachta. So Gemara says Zasmachta. And one teretz is, as you argue with Baruch, very good. King Chlipim, which I am in the Darim Chav Zayin, the Svaris in the Gemara, that King Chlipim also takes off the Chesaron of Zasmachta. Or Bahayahana. See, what bothers me and him, so I mean, Gemara is Bidvaram Ba'alba. The Mashin is Bidvaram Ba'alma, the Mashin is Kasmachta. See, the Gemara is Bidvaram Ba'alma. So, why is the way asking Bidvaram Ba'alma? The Mashin is Kasmachta lo kanye. And then he asks, and I'll tell you it's Teretz. The Gemara says, listen, the Gemara Kedushin says, if you're Makadah Shanisha, she says to give money to someone else, that's good Kedushin, me din Arev. Freaked. The Nachna Ephraim, but according to the Rambam, the Arvis obligates himself with Amira. You can't marry a woman with Amira. So you know how he learns the Gemara Kedushin. He learns the Marzid Midin Arv. And Arv means, you see there's Hana there. By Arv Lemaisa, there's Hana. The Hana is not making the Kenyan. You don't need the Hana for the Kenyan. Like we use Medaik in the Rambam Shita. You can obligate yourself with Dibor. But the Gemara says in Bav Basra, what the Gemara means is that the Gemara means in Kedushin. You see, there is Hanah there because there's no Asmachta problem. So there's Hanah by Arev. So that Hanah works by Kedushin. In other words, by Arev, the Hanah is taking the Chesaron of Asmachta. By Kedushin, it's making the Kenyan. The Gemara just means that when it says in Arev, it means there is a Hanah there. How do you know? You don't need the Hanah there to make the Arvus, because Rama holds you can obligate yourself with Dibur. But the Gemara just means, since you see by Arif that there's Hanah, which takes off the son of Asmachta, so here you can marry a woman with. Now, Bais, I just want to say, end the Shia with one point. I'm Marvin a minute, but I just want to say one last point that Rama holds you can obligate yourself with Amira. What's the pshat? Obligating yourself, I want to shout to a Sugim Babas and also Sugim Babas. The Akni Gun. You know, you can't be Makan Dabashalabali Oilam, but you could obligate yourself according to some Rishonim success and Dabashalabali Oilam. Obligate yourself on Dabashalam. A Shibun, an obligation, the Sugim Akni Babas diet. You can obligate yourself. So I want to say, that's like a little like the Rabbah. Just like the Rishonim, it's Machlokes Rishonim, the Ein Mikzas. that even though Eino Makdav Shavaliel, you could be Mishabedav Shavon, so you can be Mak, so you can make with Amir also. And that's, we find that the Indian of Shibud, you need less of a Kenyan than objects. Regarding Dov Shalom Aliyah, there's a Sujim Baba Basra. We'll see shortly Kupman and Zayin. A long time
No.
So there you need a Kenyan, but it's a Dov Shalom Aliyah. But I'm just saying, this Rambam who says that for Shibud, you don't even need a...
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.